This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Welcome back to the Advanced Selling Podcast. This is Bill Caskey.
Brian Neal.
Hi, Brian.
Keep showing up, don't we?
We talked last podcast about your new Beats headsets from Dr. Dre.
Still wearing them. I sleep in them now. I can't hear a word my wife says at night. It's not true.
But what's interesting about these things is you have to sit really close to the mixer
because the cord is only about 2 feet long.
It's designed for
kind of hunched over. I've thrown out my my L4 lumbar vertebrae. Yeah,
that's right, but it's worth it.
Recording the podcast.
They're good.
Sounds so good.
Okay, a couple things before we start today. Brian mentioned last time we have a LinkedIn group that's extremely active, and we have almost 1,000 people on there. So if you've not joined that yet, please do so.
And not just 1,000 people, but 1,000 engaged people. That's
where
there are a lot of groups out there that have 25, 30,000. You can actually engage with 1,000.
Yes.
This is nice. We have a nice size. It's good.
And there people are covering aspects of sales that we don't cover on the podcast, like best apps for your phone and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
But anyway, very it's good. Nice. And also on Twitter, we have made this really easy for you to follow us on Twitter. My Twitter is at Bill Caskey.
Yep.
Brian's is at B Neal.
It's B-N-E-A-L-E.
Right.
Silent E.
And to make it even more confusing, Brooke Green, who's a frequent contributor, is Caskey Chick. So we really tried to make it easy by coming up with three totally different variations of that. But
very nice.
Bill Caskey, B. Neal, not B-E-E, but B.
Follow along.
And Caskey Chick is Brooke.
A lot of compelling stuff there.
Topic today.
Yep.
I got off the phone earlier this morning with a client who we talked about this issue of when you have a complex solution and you go into the prospect's office and start the sales process by asking them, what are your biggest challenges?
Yeah.
You will only get an answer that reflects their awareness of their biggest challenges.
Good.
And so the idea here is what we're going to talk about today a little bit is how do you burrow a little bit deeper beneath the waterline? And we use the iceberg as kind of a metaphor here, is that everything poking out the top, invisible, are things they are conscious of.
Yeah.
But most of the iceberg is hidden, at least in the case of the Titanic.
Correct.
Most of the iceberg is hidden, and yet that's where the real money is. That's where the real problems are. And how do you lower the waterline? How do you expose some of these things that they're struggling with without insinuating they are, without offending them? And so we want to talk about that a little bit today. We can call it the depth of pain. I don't know that we need to name it, but that's the topic.
I like it, yeah. And it's timely because I know you not only just got off the phone with them this morning, but you actually sprinted into the studio to make our mark to start the podcast today. Like, you got off the phone and sprinted into the studio.
I'm glad you noticed that.
I did notice that. Yeah, it's commitment to the podcast, commitment to you listeners, which we love. And I had a client who actually talked about this, and he said something I thought was very profound. We were talking about his sales team, and he's one of the salespeople, one of the senior people, and talking about what trends and tactics I see missing with them. Hmm. I said, I'm starting to learn that we're not really good at pain finding. He said, we are not at all good at pain finding. We are good at finding pain indicators, but not good at finding pain.
Yeah.
And as I listen to these calls and I critique these calls, which is a great thing, if you're a manager listening, and I know salespeople get squirrely, record calls and go back and listen to them. It's a phenomenal teaching tool. Every time we got a hint or morsel of some pain or problem, what do you think happened?
We tried to solve it right there.
Because we hear it, we go, oh, okay, good. We didn't try to verify it.
Yeah.
We didn't try to see if there's anything deeper, more, wider, breadth, anything like that. We just stopped as soon as we heard the first bit and pounced on it. And so this podcast is about getting better at not doing that, I think.
Let's look at this and say that there are probably some things that we can do, some behaviors we can change as sales professionals to avoid doing this. Number one, you have to recognize that you do it, admit you have a problem, right?
Yep.
Step one. And you know if you have a problem if your deals aren't growing or if all your deals are low compared to maybe the top salesperson in your branch or office. If you're doing $20,000 deals and the other guy's doing $200,000 deals, this is the problem. You're not finding the pain.
No doubt. Glad you brought this up because this is a good question to ask myself. Does this problem exist for me? That for number one. Number two, if you have deals that are stalling out where people are saying, everything looks good, and then you get into chase mode, this is one of the symptoms, big symptoms of that you didn't go deep enough down the pain funnel or deep enough to find out what really is truly motivating them at a deep level. There's also – go ahead.
Go ahead.
There's a timing aspect to this too, which is people over time, you've heard the phrase time kills deals, which we believe in. People learn to live with their pain. So they can go on, you know, if my arm hurts long enough, I can live with it without getting it fixed. But there's comes a point where it's really bad. If the doctor hits me at that point and it's time and I go, then I'll go get it fixed.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
I can learn to live with it. Right.
So let's talk a little bit about the what we can do.
Yeah, good.
Because that's really good. If you don't think you have a problem, the rest of this podcast is going to be irrelevant.
Delete.
But I'm convinced we all have the problem.
Everyone
because
can
I
get
think,
better. Yeah.
I think salespeople, I think we're all in general solvers of problems. We're not good finders of problems.
Yeah.
And this is really what we're talking about
well
today.
Well said. Rewind that and listen to it again. That was good. Can you say that one more time? Are you allowed to?
Solvers. We're solvers, not finders.
Yes.
And we have been taught. That's why we never like story problems, because in story problems, math, you had to understand the problem, not just the solution.
Yeah,
3 + 4,
right.
You don't need to do that.
Yes.
I'm still working on that one.
I love that. It's good. 7.
So here's the first thing I think, and I learned this from a Harvard Business Review. I do read the Harvard Business
Review. Well, let's talk about Bill's reading materials. After I finish the journal finance page,
I move right over swiftly.
To HBR. I call it HBR. Those of us in the Harvard community do that. We're going on the yacht today, honey. Bring your own Perrier.
You always know the magazine is expensive. I bought a copy of the Harvard Business Review at Whole Foods the other day. It's like $17. And the guy who's checking me out goes, $17 for this magazine?
Like it's an intellectual thing. Don't worry about it. Oh, that's fantastic.
And they only had one issue there, the one that the Whole Foods CEO wrote an article in.
So. And they're all in the back room watching on the video camera like, a dude just bought it, 17 bucks.
It's hilarious.
But they did have some good articles. And a few months ago, there was one that one of our clients, Pat Wiseman, forwarded me about sales. And
yep. It
really had to do with this exact topic of how are you bringing insight to the conversation?
Uh-huh.
And we always talk about bringing value, but a lot of times the value we want to bring only gets noticed when we actually sell to a customer. Then they realize what value.
Yep.
So how do we become valuable inside the sales process? And the point of this article was you have to educate your customer. You have to give them insight into what might be operating beneath that line, beneath that water line.
Yeah. I've got a client of me mentioned this in the podcast in the past, but good to hear again, Chris Stark, who's a friend of the show here and a long-term old client of ours. I actually worked with him for a bit, and he always talks about you're judged more by the questions that you ask than by the answers that you give.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're thinking about preparing for a presentation or a sales meeting, most people prepare from a presentation standpoint. They want to present well. Let's instead work on and spend more time preparing for the questions that we'll ask and the things that we'll use to guide the person.
That's
down
true
to the
positioning.
Problem.
That's true sales positioning.
Without question.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have one to add?
I do. Once you're in the process, and this is very tactical, I want you to start to have awareness of where you have the compulsion to stop asking questions and start solving, as Bill said earlier. And start to realize how early on in that process you do that. So is it at first indicator of pain, the very first problem someone says, oh, yeah, we hear that and we do. Here's what we do for that. Is it the second? And how deep can you go? A very simple tactical thing to do is if you're in this questioning mode phase and you get to that point where you're like, you want to say and present, ask, just make a little rule. You ask yourself to ask two more questions.
Two more
just
questions.
Just add two more. It just helps to prolong the process and let more stuff bubble up if it's there. Gives it the chance to come out.
So are you telling me not to use the feel, felt, found method?
I'm not real familiar with the feel, felt,
I know
found
how you
method.
Feel. Many people have felt that way. And let's see, what am I on now? Found or
found,
felt?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, found. Feel, felt, found. What I found is...
What I found is that you're annoyed by my feel, felt, found.
What I found is the more I do this, the more it sounds robotic and you can see right through it.
Mm-hmm. So notice where that point is, where you have a tendency to stop.
That's right.
And by being aware of it, it'll help you.
Yep.
I've got one here, and that is create a top 10 list. And I'm going to show you, even though we're not on video today, and this is a little graphic. And
you want to post this or
we,
no?
We can post it. We'll post it on Advanced Selling Podcast, and we'll also, for the Advanced Selling Podcast app members who have paid big bucks, we'll make sure that. But what it is really is a this organization came to me with some issues. In fact, I'm doing this for all of my clients now. Yep. Came to me with a few issues, but we had a phone call a few weeks ago, and we talked about, I said, here are the top 10 issues that I find companies have. I'm not insinuating you have these. And then each one of their people went through and filled this out for their for themselves.
Oh, nice.
And what we found was what we found was that there were things on this list that, that they didn't know they were struggling with, but they were. And then look what they did. I'm not going to tell. They added 10 more issues. And so I say a top 10 list with blank lines.
Wow.
A top 10 list of the problems you solve. Let them be a part of the process. Don't just tell them they have these problems. Let them diagnose themselves and then leave some blank lines there because you're going to open some different areas of focus that they didn't even know they had problems
with. That's really good. It's really, really good.
That's worth the admission, isn't it?
No doubt. Yeah. And then just think the more – because you're what you're doing with that top 10 list is you're not just discovering the deep pain. You're also being an expert by being the one that facilitates this stuff coming out. Because companies don't do this by themselves, most of them. Most of them don't sit around and say, gosh, let's put our top 20 issues, problems up on the board and see what we're doing to fix them or anything like that.
They
know they're there, but they never write them down. You'd be the facilitator of that. That's good.
That's a good point is we talk a lot about being an expert, but I think we usually revert to knowing something versus knowing how to do
something
like this.
Yeah. And if you watch the best therapists, the best interviewers in the world, Barbara Walters has made a living on asking really good questions. Yeah. Barbara doesn't come and tell people or show people anything. She's a genius at getting people to reveal things that they won't reveal otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that to me is kind of the model here.
Yeah, that's good. All right.
White?
You got one more?
Am I white on that one?
You're white. You're white on
Bubble
that one.
Bubble. Okay. No, I'm out. You win both. You win the last podcast. You win this one.
Well, let me cement
for the
this.
Most
let me cement this contest
ahead,
by giving you one more.
Please.
Okay, here's the last one, and that is I think you have to acknowledge the situation before you go down this, and even if it means saying, you know, Mr. Prospect, a lot of times I find that if I come in here and ask you questions, you're only going to answer the questions to the extent you know you're having these problems. Mm-hmm. I find a lot of times there's problems you don't know you have. I'm not insinuating that here. I'm just
– good.
So you actually create the process so that you have a place to go
that's,
in. And they're expecting
beautiful.
It. They're not knowing it.
Love that. Love that.
Listener at Advanced Selling Podcast is our email address. We need to get back to the mailbag. I know we always
do
say
the mailbag
got,
shortly.
Do the mailbag maybe next time. And make sure you join our LinkedIn group. And as I said, follow us on Twitter, Bill Caskey or B. Neal or Caskey Chick for Brooke. And what else? Do you have any other
tweet
cleanup
that's all
items?
I have. All good.
We've got some items to clean up here before we begin today.
I'm going to go read the HBR article you mentioned earlier.
Give me your $17.
I'll
sell it to you for $15.
I'll be in the study if you need me.
Okay. See you next time. Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes.